This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A jury is poised to make a decision as soon as today regarding whether the city of Houston and a Houston Police Department officer are liable for a fatal crash that happened in 2021. On December 26th of that year, 75-year-old Charles Payne died after his car was struck by an HPD vehicle. According to federal court documents, Payne was attempting to turn across two lanes of traffic from North Shepherd Drive to Thornton Road when the crash occurred. HPD officer Christopher Cabrera was behind the wheel of the police vehicle. He was allegedly traveling at 70 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. Payne's family sued both the city and Cabrera in 2023 and is seeking compensation for damages and attorney's fees. Across Houston, e-scooter rentals are now banned from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. The city council approved the curfew over concerns about reckless riding on sidewalks and streets. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports one council member wanted a delay.
Councilmember Julian Ramirez says details of the proposal were posted only on Friday, providing insufficient time for public engagement. He called for a delay, but Mayor John Whitmire pushed back.
What's the greater good? You do realize the danger you're putting those Houstonians to and the disruption of our holiday season.
Well, I think that's a false choice, frankly. I think transparency is paramount in government.
It's so transparent.
The regulations represent a walk back from a previously proposed full ban in the central urban core, and they have carve-outs for personal devices used for commuting. Ramirez will hold a committee meeting early next month to gather more public comment. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Governor Greg Abbott has designated the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, as a foreign terrorist organization, along with the Muslim Brotherhood. The designation specifically calls to enjoin CARE from what it calls, quote, future gang activities. CARE responded with a statement that it's ready to sue Abbott for violating the First Amendment, quote, if he attempts to turn this publicity stunt into actual policy, end quote. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.